We're getting close to where we had a scheduled break. I want to welcome whatever board questions we have. Then I think it'd be appropriate to go to a break, and then we'll come back with some public comment about what you just discussed, Carlos, and then we'll resume your reports, okay? Would that be okay? So, board, if you got any questions before break, Mike, I'll give it to you.
Just to be clear, as to what the board is currently working on doing in some of these areas, I had mentioned before that we would get these reports, financial reports, that were really tough to decipher. Essentially, what we were getting is copies of the ledger, and they were great if you wanted to be able to scan through it and see if the commission was buying a $100 stapler, but to be able to see how it was reflecting against our budget, to see, you know, like what, without doing a lot of number crunching and figuring out, you know, this is where we are, this is where this money's coming from which grants, from which categories. It was not at a level that was easy to track without hours and hours and hours of number crunching. So that's exactly what we're working with CAD on right now, is a tool, a spreadsheet that we're going to be tracking on a monthly basis, that is tracking each of our grants, all of our funding sources, and what we're spending, what we have left. You know, if we're getting reallotment in that or not, and then we're trying to work into their forecasting. So, you know, we know we're going to spend this much each month on rent, on salaries. We should be able to predict large expenditures, hopefully, like, when it comes time to pay college tuitions bills, we should be able to forecast that and know when those expenses are going to hit. So we should be able to see that laid out as an upcoming major expense. So we're trying to do that so that we can see the flow of money and what we have left and what we need to allow for in the coming months, so we can have a better idea of our financial status. So that's what we're working on right now.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for your leadership on that, working with CAT. I'm just going to make a comment, then we'll head to break, but I consider myself kind of a numbers guy, and I was a little bit shocked initially when I learned of the depth of the budget issues. And Mike and I, shortly after we heard of the significance of the issues, Mike and I went and spoke with the leadership team, and quickly it became apparent that the reason that we're in this situation is we're not getting money we used to get, and we've gotten it for so long, Social Security money and reallotment money, that I think for the most part every year we thought Bill was a magician and he would make those dollars come in and we would be able to operate, and I've never really doubted that we didn't use the money wisely. Some people would say, well, why would you want to spend money that you knew wasn't coming in guaranteed every year? And as a taxpayer, I guess I would agree with that. I don't like to spend any more than you have to. But as a blind person, a consumer, an advocate, I know that every dollar that we invest in blind services is a great investment and a great return on great returns. So I think that going after the money every year that we could was the right thing to do. We took advantage of it and used it the best we could. Now it's not there anymore, and unfortunately we're going to have to make some cuts. I think whenever you're in a budget situation, you learn how to ways to become more efficient. And I believe that we will become more efficient because we have to. But I think we'll... if there's money available in the future, I encourage you to go after it without apologies. So if there's money in the future, let's go get it and we'll use it wisely. But we're doing the best we can with every dollar, and we just hit that point where the money that we thought would be coming in year after year is not coming in. And that's, I know after meeting with Carlos and Carol, it was like a light bulb moment to me, and I think it was the same for you guys. You just, looking forward, we have, you had to make the cuts, and it's a bitter pill. You did it as quickly as you could. You just don't turn the money switch off real quickly. And so, in the last 3 months, you guys have been really, really working hard, trying to really examine our costs and seeing where we can cut them. You made some very difficult choices. We're not just talking about money, we're talking about people. And I know these have been very, very difficult decisions, I wish it didn't have to happen. I feel terrible for those that are affected financially, but for the good of our long-term of our agency, these are things that needed to happen. So how about we take a 15-minute break, and we'll be back at 11 o'clock, and then we'll go right into some public comment, okay? Thanks, everybody. You've been great listeners and participants.